Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys,
hey,
we're violating
community guidelines
today here on This Morning.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. This everything is backwards. I'm Brittany Broski, and this is...
I'm also Sarah Shower sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. So today we're going to be talking about MagCon.
Well, first of all, I just need to lay it out. We just moved.
We did just move.
We're both fucking brain dead.
Yeah.
And I was in a really bad mood this morning, and we're turning it around. Got a blueberry Red Bull. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, so I was doing some breathing exercises in the car, and my therapist taught me this one. You act like you're blowing on a hot bowl of soup. And it's just a long breath.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that is really nice. I've never tried that. I usually do, like, the ice pack on my neck or on my chest.
Does that help?
Yeah.
It's like a centering thing?
Well, it just, like, takes you out of it. It, like, grounds you because now you're just focused on how cold it is.
Because when you chew on it, it tastes bad.
Yeah.
When you chew on the ice packs with the plastic in it from Target.
It's like that liquid to, like, preserve it forever. Yeah, it's like chewing on, like, a silica packet, but, like, frozen.
The gel, when it gets in between my gums, really calms me.
I wonder why I can't see 30 yards ahead. I just got a new car, which I'm really happy about. And I was crying on the way here because I was listening to My Heart Will Go On repeat. And
That's Celine Dion.
No, fuck. Then not My Heart Will Go On.
I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You. Okay. Yeah. They're just ballads. And then I realized that I sweat through my shirt. And I'm just going to call it out before everyone else does. I know I'm going to put my hair up and you guys are going to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Relax.
Chill out.
Okay?
Yes.
We're sweaty fucking people.
And it's not even hot in here anymore.
Yeah. The air is blowing right on us, so there's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Just glistening.
Yes.
But, all right.
Yes.
Similarly. Hold on. I'm not done. I sweat in my bikini line.
Yeah.
And, like, when we sit like this for long periods of time, I get up and I'm just like, it feels like I pissed myself.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I get that. I leak. It's not even, like, I'm excited. It's just, like, you know, my underwear is just like, get a grip, you know?
And it's mystery liquid.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it sweat?
I don't know what it's always there. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, people who can sleep in the nude, I've never understood that because I feel like I would just soak the mattress. Yeah.
I thought you did sleep naked because you got the night sweats.
I have to keep my underwear on. I always I get so sweaty at night, but I take my clothes off, but my
you
underwear
keep your Spanx on. Yeah. These are my bedtime Spanx. Yes.
You never know when there's gonna be a candid picture. I gotta stop touching my hair and lifting up my arms.
It's okay. All right, what are we talking about today?
MagCon.
Guys, it's officially come. I have been waiting for the MagCon episode because for the girls who know, they know.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that know,
yes,
they know.
Yeah.
And if you lived through this time, I'm here with you. I have a support group on Facebook if you guys want to join it. I haven't made it yet, but I probably will. And we've got a video up on the screen for all you YouTube watchers. If you are an audio listener, sucks to suck. We're still going to play it, I guess. It'll just be kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. This is a famous, hope this brings back some memories for you guys.
Magon is my bae. Yeah, Magon is my day. Yeah.
What do you know about that?
I've never actually heard that, but I mean, like, she's a little kid, so I figured, like, you know, that's probably MagCon's target audience.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Wait, how old were you in 2014?
In 2014, I was 17. Oh, shit.
I just imagine you getting off, like, the fourth grade bus, just, like, a 17.
No, MagCon was way too sexual to be geared towards fourth graders. It was definitely towards, like, late middle school, high schoolers.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the grind on me thing.
Yes, dude.
And you would like hump the floor.
Yeah, I used to watch Cameron Dallas grind on me compilations.
Did that make you feel like some sort of way?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It did.
Oh wow, do thirst traps work on you?
Yeah, if they're hot enough.
Yeah, I feel.
When it's the cringe factor, when I can get past the, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
When they're hot enough, that's the perfect sweet spot.
I feel that. I mean, a girl's thirst traps are like different because it's like, but guys, it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like you're like licking at the camera.
Yeah.
It makes me just weird. Yeah.
You know what the latest one is when I see, and this isn't on my For You page, every time I see it, I'm very proud of myself in this regard because when cringy shit comes on my For You page, it's a stitch. Because I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? And
then I
go down and it's like someone stitching it. And so someone's about to roast them. And I'm like, yes. And so that's usually how I see it. But I still see it.
Yeah.
And so it'll be like a straight man cosplay. That weird trend that we talked about where it was like POV, I get arrested and you have to bail me out of jail. Like they're acting. Like they're cosplaying.
Yeah.
And they won't admit that. And so that sort of weird thirst trap. Yeah, I find myself digging sometimes because I'm such a sucker for a fan fiction.
Yeah.
And these are fan fiction that men are writing about themselves.
Yeah, I guess that is true. I was trying to think. But like you said, like, you know, like a stitch is about to happen. I love seeing the original video first because it's something that doesn't belong on your For You page. And you're like, all right, I'm seeing the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm witnessing. I'm feeling
the original.
Like, yeah, it's like you feel like the, I don't know, when like a lightning is about to strike. You're like, oh fuck, this is something.
The air is electric.
Yeah, I'm like, why is this man being sexist?
Yeah,
it's coming.
It's coming. Yeah, that I love that about TikTok. Nothing goes unpunished.
Mm-hmm.
Even good deeds.
Yeah,
they don't go unpunished. So, anyway, I lived so MagCon. For those that don't know, let's get into it. Basically, I mean. Context clues, you can tell that it was a bunch of cringy white men,
mm-hmm.
teenage white men,
yes.
in the mid-20 teens.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough. Did they have any spectacular skills or functions in society? No.
Yeah, no.
Right? Did they have any talents? No.
No.
Were they hot? Some of them. Okay?
Yeah.
Were they the most average white men that were allowed to have a career online for existing? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically all you need to know, but we will go into what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that I'm not surprised that you weren't in it, but I'm surprised you don't know more about it because this was Vine.
Oh, no.
I
was a member of MagCon.
Well, yeah. I know you went to the convention.
Yes, yeah.
But
no, I mean.
The framed picture of you and Nash Greer in the living room.
Our blue eyes just piercing. It's like a laser pointer. Yeah. I did know of them on Vine and I did like see them at Playlist sometime, mm-hmm. but I never like watched their stuff because I was too old for it. Like,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, at least when you were 17, you were like their age when they were doing it.
And that is true, which is cringe.
Yeah.
For me.
Being the same age as someone else.
Well, for someone doing that shit.
Yeah.
If they're grind on me challenge with four of my best guy friends.
Yeah.
And I'm in my bedroom is like, I can almost vote. And I'm like, turn this up.
Yes.
Come on.
That is, I guess, yeah. But I mean, we all have our embarrassing crushes. Like, I remember when I know this is not normal, but like, I thought you should choose who you had a crush on because I didn't know that I could be gay. So like, everyone like was like Nick Jonas or
Joe.
And I felt so bad for Kevin. I was like, I kind of want to have a crush on Kevin.
Yeah.
And so I was this huge Kevin Jonas stan, but I just felt bad
like
for
him.
You're not supposed to be attracted to people out of pity. So I like, but I understand.
Oh, shit.
But I understand like you having like a unconventional crush, you know, it's like, or like you are drawn to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like humiliating.
Yeah.
I have a lot of humiliating crushes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are animated.
Yes.
Right? And
yeah.
I know a lot of you guys are out there that would agree. Mm-hmm. And I get DMs of you guys agreeing. But you won't do it publicly, will you? You won't tweet it. You'll DM it to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's just a shame. Because I am unabashed.
Yeah.
In my yes. my crushing.
Yes.
All right. Let's kick it off. I'll take this. Don't okay. worry about it. MagCon. Meet and Greet Convention was a planned tour event featuring a group of teenage comedians and musicians. No way they described as comedians.
They weren't comedians. They were definitely funny looking, but I wouldn't say they were comedians.
Oh my God. That's just bastardizing the word comedian.
But Shawn Mendes was in this, right?
For like a brief period of time.
So I think that he's the musician of the group.
Yeah. Well, Jack and Jack were also musicians,
mm-hmm.
but we'll get into that in a second. A group of teenage comedians and musicians on the video sharing site Vine. After touring for 6 months, the organizer announced in April 2014 that the remainder of the tour schedule had to be canceled as a result of the group's disbandment. Damn. Mm. Prompting hundreds of thousands of fans to lament the breakup of the Vine supergroup on Twitter. Me.
It's like a lot of like little girls, like the Beatles moment.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
No!
Wait, no, you know what is like a crazy thing? Like the One Direction when they broke up?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't everyone like going crazy? Like,
oh, that was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did that feel like?
I left school early.
Really?
It was bad. It was because what hurt was knowing that, because Zayn left.
Yeah.
That was when Zayn left mid-tour.
Yeah.
This was March 2015, I want to say. He left mid-tour. They had to finish the tour without him. Then they still like had signed with the label. They had to do like a 4 or 5 album deal. They had to make an album without Zayn.
Yeah.
So they had to do all that. What hurt the most about it is knowing he was unhappy.
Yeah.
So it burst this bubble of like the boys.
Yeah.
You know, like they all love each other. They're all brothers and they all, you know, they're all best friends. No, bitch. Like when you are in an environment like that with that many people constantly touring, constantly going, constantly having to be on, like there's tension.
Yeah.
And we all knew it, but we were, you know, wanting to believe that that wasn't the case. And so that was what was heartbreaking, is for him to come out and be like, I am miserable.
Yeah.
And I'm breaking off this contract and I'm mm-hmm. leaving the. And so when Liam did the same thing recently, it was just as bad. You
yeah.
know, it's like so many of the other people in the band have tried to conserve. Is conserve a word? My brain. Just,
yeah. Conserve.
My brain just like farted.
Wait, is it? Yeah. Conservative.
Conserve, yeah.
yeah. Conserve.
Then they tried to like preserve.
Oh, preserve
the image of
yeah.
you know what this used to be. And Liam just goes on Logan Paul's podcast and blows it out of the water. I think that was what was so upsetting.
That
yeah. was why it was one of the worst days, is because so much of my identity and my friendships and my time
yeah.
was spent loving them,
mm-hmm.
and to know that like they weren't having fun was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna have fun.
Yeah,
that was so hard. And then probably when like a family member dies, that's number two.
Yeah. When Meemaw passed.
Yeah, that no, was yeah. number two for sure.
Oh, yeah. So that is really upsetting. I imagine, like, you know, if you found out, like, Harry Styles was just generally miserable, like, that would be, like, devastating,
oh,
you know?
I have to be, like, locked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would suck.
It would suck. Just knowing that someone who brings you so much happiness is actually, like, hates their life.
Yeah.
What, dude?
Oh, yeah. I guess, now you're making me think about, like, people who, like Robin Williams.
Yeah, it definitely. It's the, well, that, it's a weird distinction between like comedians, because so I would say the majority of comedians are plagued with that burden.
Yeah.
When you know that you bring so many people joy, so much of your energy and time is spent giving, it's given away to other people.
Yeah.
And you neglect yourself and you become miserable. So I would say most of the comedians that I like have similar. Would you agree?
I would say musicians and comedians are like tortured, but they express it in different ways.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the history of MagCon. It was created by Bart Bordelon in September 2013 after he met and became friendly with a young Vine star. In addition to a way for Viners to meet with their fans, the con was started as a way to support an anti-bullying campaign. Oh my God.
Stanley said, facts. This needs more attention.
Dude, like, was it the fans were being bullied for being MagCon fans?
Or were the MagCon boys bullying people?
It's a meet and beat. You beat them and then they beat the shit out of you.
You pay to beat the fuck out of Nash Greer.
As of April 2014, the tour has made stops in 8 U.S. cities, Houston, what? Dallas, oh, wow, Orlando, D.C., Nashville, the Bay Area, Chicago, and San Diego. The tour began in Houston, Texas on September
28, 2013. Let's go. Houston, Texas, famous for the first ever MetCon tour. Yes.
Wait, was that the place where JFK was shot?
Or Dallas.
Okay, Dallas. Yeah, yeah.
When we go, there's an X on the road where he died. I can show you.
Do you want that to happen to you? Like, where you die, they put an X?
Yeah, I'm going to die in Louisiana, though. I've always said that.
Doing what?
Lord knows.
Oh, yeah.
But I just know it's going to be. It's going to be down there.
You're on a swamp tour and you fall backwards into the fan?
Yeah, I'm going to be, like, knuckle deep in some crawfish. Yeah. And it's just going to, like... Yes. And I'm going to pass. So,
tickets are grouped into 3 tiers of admission: general admission, priority admission, and VIP experience. General admission allows ticket holders to enter the main event room to watch the Viners perform. Perform what?
This is what I'm saying. Is like, they didn't have a skill.
Yeah.
Was this them doing like parkour on the stage? I'm literally about to look it up.
But the thing is if their skill was like humping the stage, like everyone, it had to be like a sort of like amphitheater sort of situation. Where, like, everyone can see down because, you know, how are you going to see everyone humping? Oh, God. And they were also teenagers. Why would you watch this? Oh, my God. Imagine a parent watching, like, a Grind on Me recreation.
I literally, like, how do they stand in the back of the room and be like, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
I am so proud.
So with the general admission, you can watch the performance, but it doesn't allow them to meet the Viners. And I think Brittany is looking up a performance at MagCon, but I'm going to just tell you about priority admission, which allows ticket holders all the privileges of general admission with a meet and greet with the Viners if there's time. If there's time? Oh my God, imagine paying extra for like a meet and greet and they're like, only if they have time.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
So Brittany has this video of, what is it?
This is Mahogany Locks. Do you remember Mahogany Locks?
Yes.
Was a MagCon adjacent, a woman, the only woman in MagCon. But she wasn't in MagCon. She was just like friends with all the boys. And It was like, that was her thing. And she's one of the creators that like still does the type of content that she did on Vine.
Yeah.
Like absolutely no growth. Uh-huh. But at the same time, if there's a loyal audience willing to watch that.
Exactly.
Slay. Yeah. Why would you ever change? So it's definitely geared towards like, 13, 14 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of what happened at MagCon. That's Mahogany Locks. For all the audio listeners, this is a room full of people, crowded people. There's a slightly elevated stage, and there's a bunch of just teenagers on the stage and a DJ booth, and they're like throwing out glow wristbands to people.
Okay, so even like, so in theater, like you would get in a line so everyone can see you. These people are literally bunched up as if it's like, you know, like when you grind at like a school dance and there's just a clump.
Like they're doing the WAP.
They're doing the WAP. And these girls paid for this.
All of these people paid probably $150 to be here. Look, it's all like 15-year-old girls in the crowd. It's all like, they're just dicking around on stage.
Yeah.
She's so me with her mini ears.
Yeah. Oh, this is really, sorry. There's now the crowd of young children is waving their phone lights. It's literally like, oh my gosh, it looks, what the fuck?
This is insane. People paid to do this.
You guys, look up MagCon Nashville Mahogany Locks. It's just a crowd of probably like 150 young women with their phones, and the boys are on stage and the girls are singing.
All right, here's the talent portion. They are
attempting to dance.
Attempting to dance. And what was his name? I knew him. That's not Hayes. That was someone else.
Okay, so you know like that thing of where like one of your friends can dance and then everyone else kind of just like bops around them or like barely moves? And they're completely unaware of their body movements. That's everyone else in the video.
I am so enraptured with this, dude. This was such a... Look, Taylor Kniff, famous transphobe. Absolutely not nailing the cat daddy on stage. Just really actually butchering it. This is insane to think. People... What people will pay for just to see... The person they love.
Yeah.
This is a prime example of internet people not knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They just show up, they sell tickets, and they think, we're going to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to meet the fans. We're going to get rich. Let's go on tour.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing. Tana capitalized on that too. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Because people just want to see you. And they're young enough and mushy-brained enough to know that, like, or to not know that they're not really being delivered a product or a quality of a show. It's just seeing you in person, because that is probably the most exciting thing that's ever happened to them in their 13 years of life. If you put an age limit on these shows, no one would be there.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone is under 18.
Yeah.
I think it's also interesting that these kids, because they are kids at this time, they were teenagers. Cameron Dallas was always the oldest one. He was like 23 doing this shit with these teenagers.
Interesting.
It was always this, like, they all look like, oh, stop, like, don't put me on stage, don't make me sing, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude, you eat this up. It's so, it's like I'm watching animals at a zoo.
Yeah. I mean, at least with Harry Styles, he has talent, but also, like, at least, like, you know that he's kind and, like, you can pretty much just, like, you know, that's his personality. It'd be fun to watch even if he didn't sing. This, like, they were just known for
being hot.
Being hot. So, like, it wasn't even, like, they were super personable.
Yeah.
They were, like, bruh and hot, you know? So it's, like, even if you just were to meet them, it'd be, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be bro hot.
You just stare at them.
What do you do? This.
Flex for me.
That's so insane. And I was swept up in this. I will be honest. Not this. Whatever this was. I never went to MagCon. But I definitely kept up with
the boys.
The boys.
Yeah.
Because they were hot. And when they would do collabs with each other, when all of this migrated to YouTube and Vine died.
Yeah.
And I watched all that. It was like, you got to see their personality, and it was like, they're so funny.
Yeah.
Like, we would be such good friends. And then I look back now, and I'm like, ew! I don't know why it's so, like, intoxicating.
Well, I mean, you assume beautiful people are good people.
Mm.
Like, beauty with good. Like, that's why, like, monsters are always, like, ugly. Because, the uglier someone is, the quote-unquote more evil they are.
I think that the purple monster from Monsters, Inc. was kind of hot.
Purple monster.
With the Medusa head snake.
She was
dated
gorgeous.
Mike Wazowski.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, so not all monsters are ugly.
No, I don't think that they're ugly, but I mean, like, the reason why, like, Beauty and the Beast, he was ugly when he was...
The Beast.
The Beast, yeah, but then when he was a man, like, because we... You know, beauty means you're a good person, and ugly means you're bad.
No, period.
Yeah. But I honestly, actually, someone who I think is hot that's a monster is Ursula. I thought that she was, like, I loved her voice. I loved, like, her business that she was running. Because she was honestly really fair with Ariel. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she was like, if you give me your voice and I give you legs.
The long arm of the law, Ursula. Yeah,
you think about the American healthcare system as it is today.
Uh-huh.
If someone's like, if you want legs, just give me your voice. That's actually pretty, like, affordable.
Hey, eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Tit for tat.
Yeah, and so, but I think that she was hot and cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
In, like, a... aunt that used to beat you type of way.
My aunt used to beat me.
Exactly.
She actually wasn't cool. God, I fucking hated her. Oh my God, every time I see her, whatever. Because she would always come watch us when my mom was on deployment, and she was just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate her. But there's also the VIP experience of MagCon, which allows ticket holders to have a guaranteed meet and greet, one MagCon signature t-shirt, and a general admission ticket for the opposite day. Oh my God, you have to go twice.
This is a two-day event.
Jesus. But what about the people who go on the second day? Can you only get VIP for the first day?
That's a confusing business model.
Exactly.
MagCon, I have some consulting I'd like to offer.
Return my, yeah.
Yeah. I think also, so many people. I used to watch fan edits of people who would make romance.
What?
People who would make romantic edits out of the photo they got with, like, Jack Galinsky at MagCon. They would make, like, one of those, what's on TikTok now of, like, it's a song, but it's just the still image, and it, like, transitions to another still image and then another.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
it's, like, yeah. Very iMovie.
Yeah.
It used to see that on, like, YouTube and Vine of the time I met Jack. Whatever, it's like our love story.
Yeah,
and I was like, holy shit! People would buy tickets for that sole purpose.
Yeah,
just to get that picture. I wonder if some of them even went to the show. Because what is the show?
Nothing. But I mean, I wouldn't doubt that people just paid for the picture. The boys are boys. But I mean, that doesn't. We actually haven't even told you guys the members of the group. I mean, we've touched on some of them, but there were 12 Vine stars, both comedians and musicians. We use the word comedians loosely. There was Cameron Dallas, who had 3.9 million followers, which was huge at the time. Now
that
I feel like
massive at the time.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty average today. There was Mahogany Locks, who had over 320,000 followers. That's nothing.
But I mean, at the peak of Vine for you, what did you sit at?
Like 850.
That, you were one of the top creators on the app. Like, that's insane.
But I didn't go on tour. So for her to go on tour and have that number is actually really crazy to me.
It's also such a, not convoluted, but it's like very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she hung out with people that she knew to hang out with.
Yeah.
And she's always, I mean, she's still on TikTok to this day with like, I do the da-da-da prank on my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good for you. They get millions of views. I'm like, exactly.
That is crazy.
She makes music.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, we're following an outline here, but I want to kind of jump around. A lot of these people made music.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Dallas signed a record deal.
Holy shit.
Like, put out a few songs. Jack and Jack, yeah, okay. The music was kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a lot of Jack and Jack music saved on my Spotify.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest about that. And my SoundCloud.
This is actually crazy. You said Cameron Dallas was the older one. He's older than me.
I'm telling you, dude.
That's crazy.
He's like, he was too old to be doing all that.
Oh my God. What the feeling?
Yeah.
But
a lot of them made music that was just kind of independent.
Yeah.
And it took off. And I'm trying to think how, because I used to watch some of these music videos on YouTube, but on Vine,
mm-hmm.
it was too short to like sample a song.
Yeah.
Or to be like, my new single. Like, mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing music promo on Vine.
Yeah, I kind of do, but it's like, it was so hard to do I mean, unless part of the chorus was like 6 seconds, maybe, or the drop or something like that. I know EDM drops were pretty easy to do on Vine because.
And that was a lot of it. A lot of this music, it was like super dubstep EDM, like beat drop.
Mm-hmm. But I can imagine that. I don't know how they did it.
There's yeah.
Also, Jack and Jack, they had 3.2 million followers. And then there was Shawn Mendes, which that's crazy. Shawn Mendes has had 2.1 million followers. But Jack and Jack is a duo. They're both named Jack. There's one short one, and then you like the tall one that's tan.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What year were you born?
Wouldn't you like to know? Get off.
Just enter the year you were born. This is like an alcohol website where you have to like put in
2001. I wasn't born in that year, for the record.
Hmm.
This was Jack and Jack, dude. Yeah, I used to read Jack Galinsky fan fiction. He was the one on the left. One on the right is Jack Johnson. Unfortunate, you share the same name as one of the best musicians ever to do it.
I have never listened to Jack Johnson, but I've heard good things. The Jack Johnson here looks like Harry Potter. If Draco and Harry Potter had a son.
And they were non-binary.
Yes. And then Jack Galinsky looks like...
hot. Sexy.
She's an American Horror Story. Her mom was a model.
She
was, no, not her. It's not him. not him. Okay. Fuck, she's dating an older guy. What's that girl's name?
Lady Gaga.
No, American Horror Story. Mom is a model. Fuck, what's her name? Kaia Gerber. Jack Alinsky looks like a male version of Kaia Gerber.
All right, we're pulling up a side by side because Kaia Gerber dates Austin Butler.
That's why I thought you would know it. I feel like you would.
I didn't know Kaia Gerber was in American Horror Story.
Yeah,
oh,
she was.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
She was absolutely atrocious in American Horror Story. It was so. I was supposed to believe that she was a serial killer and that she had was evil.
What season?
It was the one where it's like the newer one. I'm blanking on it, but it was like American Horror Stories.
I see what you mean, I guess.
Okay.
But I am not, for the record, I'm not agreeing.
Just out of principle.
Yeah.
I'm actually really good at describing what people look like. I should witness a crime so I can describe to like a sketch artist.
You should be the sketch artist.
I should.
They have the same nose and eyes.
And mouth.
And eyebrows. Shit. All right. We're going to leave them up there.
And then in the comments, doesn't Jack Johnson look like Draco and Harry if they had a son?
Doesn't he look like the aforementioned description?
Yes. Okay. So there's also more members. Matthew Espinoza, who had 3 million followers.
DM'd me.
Really?
He DM'd me. Yo, bro, you're so funny. Let's collab. Blocked. Blocked.
Why? When?
Like probably 2 months ago.
What?
I know.
That's a random.
I said, you're blocked.
That's so weird. There's also Nash Greer. And Nash Greer is probably the most famous in that he had those piercing blue eyes.
Miley Cyrus, scary blue eyes.
Yeah, you know that meme of like blue-eyed people just always like stare into your soul? That's exactly what Nash Greer looks like. He's had a crazy comeback because he has a wife and two babies. And I think it's like because when you become like a dad, like people care about you more or people like they think that you've matured. You probably haven't, but like now you have kids. So everyone's like, oh, he's different.
He's a dad.
Yeah.
Who else? We'll get into like specifically who these people are if you guys want the tea. But Nash had a brother named Hayes. There were you either a Nash girl or a Hayes girl. Mm-hmm. Carter Reynolds was another one. And I would like to just drive the point home that all of these people are carbon copies of each other.
Yes.
It's the same man 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Just like one of them has a mole in a different place.
Yeah. And one's blonde.
And one's blonde. Taylor Kniff, 1.1 million. Mm-hmm. Again, famous transphobe. All right. So here's the development of MagCon. Between September 2013 and March 2014, the tour made stops in 8 U.S. cities, during which the members continued to update their Vine feeds with videos from the events. Tour stops featured photo opportunities with the Viners for fans, a dance party featuring DJ Mahogany Locks. That's what that was. So that was just simply a dance party.
Mm-hmm.
Performances by the musician Viners that sometimes gave the opportunity for fans to come on stage and the opportunity to buy merchandise. On April 17th, 2014, a few members of the MagCon announced the tour would be disbanding. Carter Reynolds tweeted that he would miss his fellow Viners, saying... What did he say? I have to know!
I'm gonna miss the family. Love y'all.
Not 54,000 likes!
Oh, wow. And one quote retweet.
Oh, my God. This photo needs to be in American History Museums. This needs to be in the MoMA.
It's in the Library of Congress.
Literally, this needs to be framed in one of those gilded portraiture frames.
It's right before the photo of John Hinckley shooting the president.
Damn.
At
least it'd be in chronological order.
Of course, yes. There's also like the fan reactions of that. I imagine a lot of young women were very devastated. That same day, fans began using the hashtag... Cut for MagCon.
Oh, fuck me.
Call to post self-harm photos, often staged similar to cutting for Bieber.
Are you joking?
That is... I can't even imagine why that... Okay, I understand that they're young, but young people, your first thought is hurt yourself?
Maybe it's this point of view of like, I need to show them how deeply this affects me.
Yeah.
I need to show them how that they just ruined my life.
They have the first taste of, like, manipulation, where, like, someone's like, I'm going to hurt myself so you care about me. Maybe that was their knee-jerk reaction, but they haven't yet, they have yet to realize that that's a very unhealthy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In less than 24 hours, the hashtag was tweeted out over 20,000 times. Other related trending hashtags included RIP MagCon, which was tweeted out over 66,000 times, and hashtag MagCon, which jumped from approximately 52,000 mentions on April 16th to more than 731,000 mentions on the morning of April 18th. And I can guarantee the majority of them are making fun of MagCon. Not like, we're going to miss the boys.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are stupid. This is dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the difference between RIP MagCon, which is probably people who care, is 66,000. And then just MagCon in general is like 731,000. So yeah, they're just making fun of MagCon.
Yeah. Also on April 18th, Nash Greer posted a video to his YouTube channel titled MagCon ending ! In the video, Greer explains that because his management team, which consists of his father and two family friends, could not reach an agreement with the director of MagCon, the tour under that name would be disbanding, though he still plans on touring with his fellow Viners because of his desire to spend time with them and to meet his fans. He ended the video with a long list of assurances that the group would still be creating content together while Bob Marley's Everything Is Gonna Be All Right played in the background.
It's copyright claimed and then all of the audio is just like cut out. So it's just like Nash Greer like...
Yeah, just silence.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh my God, there was a Biography Tribune. Who are the Mag Boys? Stanley says it's extremely outdated but kind of funny. The name MagCon stands for Meeting and Greeting Convention, and the group is composed of 9 talented actors, musicians, and comedians.
Like, you're kidding. That's actually true.
Are they actors?
Cameron Dallas was in movies. I think Nash Greer was in a movie. Kean Lawley and J.C. Kalin were in movies.
Cameron Dallas, IMDb. Do you know that we have an IMDb
for
this podcast? That's crazy.
What did he do?
Cameron Dallas was in Expelled. It was...
A classic.
Yeah, yeah. 2014, he was in American Odyssey in 2015, and then he was in The Outfield in 2015. Wait a second. American Odyssey? No. I don't know any of these movies.
I don't know why you would. If you did, I'd be concerned.
I'm a huge movie buff.
You know, I did all these on Letterboxd, and they're just not...
Oh, we should do an episode on Letterboxd reviews.
We should.
Like, the most... There's a Twitter account that I follow. It's about unhinged, like, Letterboxd reviews. It's like...
Love that.
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs. Great documentary.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. I love documentaries. The name MagCon... Okay. Cameron Dallas.
These are just, like, poorly... these are, like, little tidbits about them.
Oh, yeah. These are the biographies.
For example, Cameron Alexander Dallas was born on the 8th of September, 1994. So he is older than me.
He's as old as Harry Styles.
I'm as old as Harry Styles. Oh, dude, I saw, like, you ever have those apps that, like, throw you back so you can see, like, your old posts?
Time Hop?
Yeah. I saw one from, like, 4 years ago where I was, like, super depressed when I found out that Post Malone is younger than me. He was, like, a year younger than me, and I was like, oh, my God, Post Malone is 22. And I was at work
wow.
at the time. But that destroys you. Like, you ever find out, like, someone is younger than you? I understand, like, going in with the knowledge that, like, someone is younger than you, but finding out someone is younger than you is, like...
Sure.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't have that about... I don't... Hey!
Yes.
Where are we? What was I going to say? I don't center it around myself. Like, I do it from celebrities to other celebrities. Like, when I found out Cardi B was younger than Ariana Grande, I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
Maddie Healy from the 1975 is older than Hozier.
What?
It's just shit like that where it's like, I guess we just didn't know how old these people are.
Yeah.
Everyone feels like 26.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the entertainment industry. It's like, you're 26, and you stay 26 forever.
Yeah.
Until you're a woman and you get one wrinkle, then you're 40.
Yes.
And then it's like, I don't... So there's no standard. And we also don't recognize our own aging.
Yeah.
And so when you're like, oh my God, Post Malone's younger than me, it's like, well, that's only, what, a 3-4 year difference?
1 year difference?
1 year difference. Okay, well, then that's literally nothing at all.
Yeah.
But you still were like... Oh my God. It's also because we judge ourselves on the level of success.
Yeah.
When we're not even in the same industry, in the same like vein of entertainment as them.
Yeah. I also think at the time, Post Malone, but like he did look older to me. So that's why.
Oh, he's always looked like 26, 27.
Yeah. And that's why he got those tattoos. Always tired, you know? But like, yeah. And then there's also things of where like you find out someone is a lot older than they actually are, like Jason Earls. Like, I think that we were all shocked to find out he was, like, 30 during the filming of Hannah Montana and stuff like that.
Even this, when people were like, Cameron Dallas is how old?
Yeah, that's...
It's like, what are you doing, dude?
The thing is if I'm kind of in the same age as him, I can't imagine at 21 hanging out with people who are 17.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe, like, if they're my cousins, but I can't...
I will say this, though. At the beginning of TikTok, late 2019, early 2020, all of us found ourselves in the spotlight and whatever since.
Yeah.
Because the nature of TikTok and an app like that that's so democratic allows anyone to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
The McFarlanes, that's like a dad and sons. Mm-hmm. The dad's like 50-something. They were going viral at the same time that like Charlie and me and Spencewall, you know, and like people like that. It's like there is no... correct age that a TikToker should be. So that first Playlist Live I ever went to was February of 2020, right before the world shut down. And I was at parties with 17-year-olds and I was 22.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, we all do the same thing. Like, we all have similar interests. We all know about TikTok. We know the same music. We know the same people. We know this and that. It was never on my mind until someone brought it up to me, and I was like, you know what, that is really weird.
Yeah,
that I'm at parties, I'm drinking alcohol around 16 and 17 year olds made me feel real bad.
Yeah,
made me feel icky. But that was never a perspective that I considered. Yeah. You know, because I was like, we all do the same job, because we do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the fun nature of the internet is, you know, I have friends that are in their 60s.
Yeah.
And I have friends that are still in high school. And I think that there's something to be learned from both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my siblings, I learned so much from them. They just started college and I graduated in 2018. It's like we have very similar interests, but they grew up in a different generation than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are on TikTok that are in their 50s and 60s that I'm friends with, we have similar shared interests. And I have so much to learn from them. And so it's cool when you think about it in that way. But the internet loves to frame things in a nasty, predatory, derogatory way.
Yeah.
And that's just not how life is a lot of the time. But I do appreciate, you know, drawing attention to it. Because when you look back at things like this, like MagCon, it's like... What were we doing?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
I would say, like, I mean, yeah, it's different. Like, if you seek out children to be friends with, you're creep.
You're weird.
But you all were invited to Playlist, and you're all in the same hotel, and it's like we all are doing the same thing.
Right.
I think, so maybe what's creepier in this situation with Cameron Dallas isn't that he's hanging out with 17-year-old boys, is that he knows that his audience and his fans are...
teenage girls.
That's creepy.
Ooh.
And that's when it's like, ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Cameron Dallas launched his career in September 2012. He began by uploading videos on Vine, playing pranks and jokes on his friends and family. Within 2 years, Dallas already had over 8 million followers. And his popularity soon expanded to social media platforms, gaining over 20 million followers on Instagram, 11 million on Twitter. He starts doing stuff with Awesomeness TV. He gets cast in all the movies Sarah recently mentioned. According to authoritative sources, it has been estimated that Dallas's net worth is as high as $4.5 million.
Stanley did write a note that this is horribly written, and according to authoritative sources,
bad,
his mom and dad,
literally, it's him typing it.
Yes.
He's worth $5 million.
You like sign like mom in like crayon.
Cameron Dallas is mad fucking rich, mad handsome, and sick as fuck.
Yes.
Post.
When it comes to his love life, do you want to talk about
Cam? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's 30. All right. The next one, take it away.
The Shawn Mendes. I think that he's the most famous of this group.
Easily.
Yeah.
He's one of the most famous people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Born Shawn Peter Raul Mendes.
Let's go, Raul!
On the 8th of August, 1998 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Of Portuguese and English ancestry, he is the son of Manuel Mendes, a businessman, and his wife, Karen. He has a younger sister named Aaliyah, with whom he spent his childhood in Pickering, Ontario. Shawn went to Pine Ridge Secondary School, where he played hockey and soccer, but also expressing his performing arts skills, including acting and singing.
He's so talented.
Actually, he's more talented than everyone else
he
in the group.
Is. I love Shawn Mendes!
He learned to play guitar on his own through YouTube tutorials. And didn't you learn how to play the banjo through
YouTube?
I did. Yeah.
And I'm friends with the guy who made the tutorials I watch.
Oh, his shit.
Name's Jim, and he's 60-something, and he lives in Appalachia.
You were talking about your 60-year-old friends.
Yeah.
Who you have something to learn from.
Exactly. And the banjo.
Yes. So you're the next Shawn Mendes.
And they do say that.
Mm-hmm. He began uploading covers of songs on YouTube and Vine. The Vine, again, how do you, I mean, I guess he did sing a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
But 6 seconds?
I mean, there were, Tori Kelly.
Yeah.
That's how I found out about Tori Kelly was, sun is out and I'm feeling okay. Remember that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
They used to do, like, singing challenges were still a thing on Vine and YouTube. And if you liked what you saw, they were like, check out my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, that's how I found out about a lot of musicians. I feel like the human instinct to perform for each other is so cute, and we found a way to make it work on Vine.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure he posted little 6 second covers and people were like, he's hot. And then he went viral.
Yeah, that's definitely how it went. He signed with Island Records. Is Island Records part of something bigger?
Island Def Jam. They had a merger and then they dismerged.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole tea.
Oh. In January of 2014, after he was discovered by Andrew Gertler.
Unfortunate last name.
Yeah.
Gertler? Sarah Gertler.
Gertler. Which one's worse, Shower or Gertler? Gertler.
How about if you said, Ermagerd.
Ermagerd. Oh my god, Gertler. His life must have been a fucking nightmare during that. Oh my Gertler.
Oh my god, we have to do an episode on Ermagerd girl.
Dude, what was, so we went to Miami and we had there was a guy who worked at the club where we did our show and his name was Marco. And with Brittany says like Polo, and he's like, I know that every day of his fucking life he has heard that.
Well, he should have thought about that before he picked that name.
Exactly. But I get it. Also, my last name's Shower, so it's just so annoying. But his debut single, Life of the Party, do you know that song?
No.
Came out the same year. In 2015, he released his debut studio album, Hardwritten, which topped both the
Handwritten.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
He released his album, Hard On.
I'm in a mood. Which topped both the Canadian albums and U.S. Billboard 200 charts. Oh, my God. Achieving stardom in short time and only continuing with the albums Illuminate and Shawn Mendes.
Slay.
With both being on top of the U.S. Billboard 200 chart. Most recently, he released the new single, If I Can't Have You.
Oh, this is a dated article.
Yeah.
He's had some smash hits.
He truly has.
Have you been seeing the fucking trailer for Lyle the Crocodile?
No, I haven't. Wait, what's Lyle the Crocodile?
This movie. It's this movie he did where he's just like an animated singing crocodile.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. We have to watch it.
Shawn Mendes coming out of the marsh.
Lyle the Crocodile.
So we're watching a snippet of Lyle the Crocodile trailer.
Hey, it's Shawn Mendes, the voice of Lyle. We're so excited for you to see the new trailer for our new movie, Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. Watch it now.
He is just so beautiful and talented. When no one ever... It is! Anyway. I want to get to the point in my career where I can voice an animated animal and just show that I can sing. That's literally what he did.
Do you think that he pitched that movie or like someone was like, we need Shawn Mendes?
I have no idea. And when it comes back and has terrible reviews and everyone's like shocked.
Yeah.
I hope Shawn Mendes, I know you're watching. This is not, we're not judging you for this. This is a beautiful piece of cinema and I cannot wait to watch it.
Yes.
But I do recognize that you're a great singer. You don't have to do this. Shawn Mendes, you don't have to do this.
I figured they probably got paid like at least $300.
I mean, at least enough to like go to Subway.
Uber there and back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uber to Subway and back.
Not even get the sandwich. Just Uber to Subway.
Just go smell the inside of a Subway.
But yeah, that movie is coming out when?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for this one.
It's coming out.
Damn, we'll never know. October 7th.
Ooh.
We'll be throwing a viewing party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into the theater and record it on my iPhone.
Yes.
And upload it to
Go live on TikTok. Brittany Broski is live. It's just like recording the full Lyle Lyle Crocodile movie. And then part of the live is just like, excuse me, ma'am. You can't film in here. Excuse me.
Shh.
Yes.
I have rights.
Someone stands up and like gets, oh, I love those. Like, I love those horrible movies that you watch like on like a third party site where like you see people stand up in the movie theater.
Oh my God. I used to live in South Korea in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And we lived in Seoul, but there was the Air Force Base was in Osan. And there were all these markets outside of all the American military bases. And so we would go to Osan, we would go wherever, and we would buy pirated movies.
Yeah.
And it literally was that, but they would burn them onto a DVD.
Yeah.
And print out the real movie, like, poster, but in Korean.
Yeah.
And so it was like, Mamma Mia, but it was written in Korean lettering.
Yeah.
And it still had like Amanda Seyfried on it or whatever. And then the movie would be dubbed in Korean.
Yeah.
But it would have English subtitles. It was so slay. I still have some. And I watched one recently and I was like, that's so fucking funny. Because that's how we used to see a lot of American movies.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, sometimes they would be in English and then they would be dubbed in Korean. You couldn't get rid of the subtitles because it was filmed. It was recorded.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the first like ever like deep fried meme.
Yes.
Where it's like a filming of a movie.
Piracy.
And then you can't change the language settings and you have,
Yeah. Love that. I think we should bring back pirating movies.
What's that? You wouldn't download a car?
You wouldn't download a car.
You don't know me.
I would speak for yourself.
Yes. But moving along, there's Nash Greer, a little bit more about him. Born Hamilton Nash Greer.
Oh, we weren't done with Sean.
We weren't done with Sean. What do you mean?
When it comes to his love life, he was in a relationship with Haley Baldwin. Did you know that?
No.
Before she dated, before she became Haley Bieber.
Oh,
and
my.
And of course, Camilla.
God. Okay, I didn't know that.
Shawn Mendes, Haley. Yeah, dude. Wow. God, Shawn Mendes is just. Oh, I'm gonna say something controversial.
Do it.
Shawn Mendes could be Harry Styles if he wanted to.
Uh huh.
He could do it.
Okay.
He is a Chelsea boot. Bare-chested,
yeah.
Soft, feminine, fucking talented man.
Yes.
He could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are waiting on Shawn Mendes' Harry era. I am here for it. I am ready.
Yeah.
I want him to go balls to the wall and just commit.
Yeah.
Because he could do it.
I feel like he very easily could.
Anyway, we can move on to Nash Greer now. I'll allow it.
Nash Greer. We did touch on him. Born Hamilton Nash Greer on the 28th of December, 1997 in Greensboro, North Carolina. Oh, hell yeah. He is the second born child to Elizabeth Floyd and her now ex-husband, Chad Greer. He has an older brother, Will Greer, who has been drafted by the Carolina Panthers in the 2019 National Football League. Oh, my God. Imagine standing on the, like, looking. Oh, shit.
This is it.
We're looking at a photo of Nash Greer's eyes. They're just piercing and blue and terrifying.
It's like a White Walker from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
Just imagine, like, you know, facing off against the Carolina Panthers and their defensive linemen. Like, he's like, are you related to Nash Greer?
He's got his eyes.
He's just like standing in a line, just like piercing blue eyes. Oh, he does look like a White Walker.
He is a White Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Good for him. Where's the picture? I hate when they do this, when I'm looking for the picture and it just disappears.
Mm-hmm. So Nash became interested in comedy while a freshman at Davidson Day School. He soon discovered the Vine platform and began uploading short comedy videos. His popularity increased and he joined the touring group MagCon Boys. Since then, Nash has achieved world fame with over 12 million followers on Vine, 4.5 million subscribers on YouTube, and has over 9 million followers on Instagram. He has pursued an acting career as far as he's been featured in films such as The Outfield.
Oh, he was a co-star to Cameron Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, dude, we have to watch it.
It's a total boys club.
It is. Fight Club, but for Viners.
Yeah. The first rule of... Oh, no. Fuck it.
First rule of Fight Club is you have to have blue eyes.
There's You Get Me in 2017. If you ever wondered, Nash Greer's net worth is estimated at $3 million.
Again, he wrote this. If you ever wondered, Nashker's fucking net worth is actually like $17 million fucking bazillion dollars.
But Cameron and Nash, like, they like wrote about each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Yeah. Undoubtedly, his wealth will increase further in the upcoming years, assuming he successfully continues his career. When it comes to his love life, he is engaged to Taylor Giavasis, with whom he is just expecting a child. So this is old because he does have two children now, yeah.
Daddy Greer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call him.
Daddy Greer.
That is so wild.
That he's a father.
Yes.
And he was born 97. Damn. You should have two kids by now, too.
Could you imagine?
I should have seven.
You should.
And I have.
The state took them all. Yeah, that is wild,
dude. Can you imagine having two kids right now?
No!
Oh, my God.
I forgot to eat yesterday. I can't feed people. I can take care of two kids.
That is so crazy to think about. Like, there are people who are my age that have children. It's a completely normal thing, but it's also, like, I couldn't imagine.
Normalize not ever having kids.
Yeah.
Because the world is going to burst into flames in probably 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
I want to have a child and the placenta comes out and it's just a little silica gel packet.
Yeah.
Because of all the microplastics I digest.
Oh.
Could you imagine if just in the placenta was just like Legos?
Yeah. Can I ask you something personal?
Yeah.
Were you a C-section baby?
No.
Okay.
My mama had an epidural.
Really?
Pushed me out.
My mom.
Why do I give C-section vibes? Can I ask you something? Sorry, I just like got a vibe.
I just like, I don't know.
You just like smell like it.
My head was so big, they had to get like a little plunger and like, and then I came out. My mom. I remember when my sister was born.
Wait, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. A little plunger on my head, and my head was just lumpy and stuff.
What the fuck? It's literally a device like a plunger. They suction cup it to the top of your soft baby brain.
Baby plunger during birth.
Teaching a baby how to use a plunger.
Well, it's okay. Vacuum extraction. That's a little bit more classy.
They sucked you up with a hand vac.
Oh my God. I looked at images.
Oh, that was you. That's literally what you went through.
I know, but I didn't look down the barrel. You know, I was coming out.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's different. The circle of life is gorgeous. There's also Jack and Jack, if you'd like to take it away.
I'm not done. No. What did you say about your sister?
My sister, I don't remember. Mom told us to leave because she was so upset, and we had to go buy a bunch of pizza for her. And
why were you in the room as she was giving birth?
I don't know, but that's probably why she was upset. But like, I remember since I was literally like three, this is like one of my first memories, was just getting a fuck ton of pizza, and then my mom ate like two pizzas.
Great.
Yeah.
Your mom is so
girl boss.
Yes. It's pizza and 1 o'clock. Yes. Her giving birth. My sister was born with a cone head.
Really?
And my brother was 10 and a half pounds. I was the only normal one. I had a big fucking head.
How much
and
did
I was
you
bald.
Weigh?
What?
How much did you weigh?
Like 7 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty normal.
Yeah. My brother was just big gino baby. Ginormous baby. Literally boss baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And now he's like 6'4".
Did your sister have to wear like corrective gear?
No. It wasn't a helmet, baby.
They kind of just flipped her upside down, placed her on the hard floor.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you're molding glass. Yes. Just like rubber in a circle. No, she just was a cone head.
Yeah.
And it went away after a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
And one of them, I forget, I don't care. One of my siblings had the umbilical cord wrapped around their neck, and they were like yellow. Turned out fine.
When you get suffocated, why would you turn yellow?
Her liver was failing. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not even the umbilical cord.
Yeah, it was something.
Her liver's failing and she's choking.
Yeah, we're like, we got a red alert. Yes. One of my earliest memories of Sierra had just been born, mm-hmm. and I was six. And I was with my Nana and she was like, your sister's here. Let's go to the hospital. And I was like, I want to watch SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting in my little chair and I was like, do we have to go? I don't want to.
Yeah.
So, love that. Love you, sister. And thank you. Thank you for all the memories.
Brittany has grown to love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was hard at first. It was a learning curve, but mm-hmm. we made it.
Now, if it's your birthday, she's going to turn off the SpongeBob and
yeah,
be there
I'll
for you.
I'll make an effort
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cutting into my SpongeBob time. Yes. All right. we're almost at the hour, but I'm not done. We're powering through this because Jack and Jack is what I've been waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back. Nash, you silly goober, get off the screen. We're going back to Jack and Jack. Would you like to take it away?
Oh, I just asked you, but I can. Jack Finnegan Galinsky was born...
Finnegan,
yeah. On the 10th of September, 1995, in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
You huge Nebraska head?
Oh, my God. This is such a... Okay, this is like the whole point of this podcast, is that this is so niche, and it's so internet.
Yeah.
But for the people that lived through this, you're welcome. There was this musician called DJ Rupp, who was friends with Jack and Jack, and there was another musician, rapper, named Skate Maloli.
Yes.
And Sammy Wilkinson. And they were all these musicians that thought they could rap. Some of them could, you know, carry a tune, carry a beat.
Yeah.
But the majority of them could not.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one called DJ Rupp, Indiana. And this was a song, and I just need everyone to know about it. Okay, this is a song, and it's literally all about being from Indiana, and it's the saddest shit ever, but the song is so good. It's a song about being from the Midwest. Can you think of anything less cool?
No.
It's about the state of Indiana.
It's just titled Indiana.
And it's about a sad college frat party that he doesn't even go to the college.
Uh-huh.
So this is my introduction to the Midwest. And I knew that Jack and Jack were from the Midwest. And they rep Nebraska so hard. And he reps Indiana so hard. And I was like, didn't even know those were states.
Yeah.
Right? You grow up thinking, what, New York, Texas, California?
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
That's true.
This song changed me, and I would urge all of you to go listen to it because maybe it's kind of really fucking good.
It actually made Indiana secede from the U.S.
This made me feel proud to be from Indiana.
Uh-huh.
So there was this whole like side project of Jack and Jack and then all of their friends because they would all feature on each other's songs.
Yeah.
And it was this big thing of like they'd be in each other's music video, and it was like, oh my God. And then you would read the fan fictions, and it would be set in the music video.
Okay.
And it was just such a cinematic universe that if you weren't there to experience it, I feel so sorry for you.
Ugh, damn.
I know you really missed out.
I missed out. So I guess, Nebraska and Indiana are just, are they next to each other?
I could not tell you.
Okay. So they're somewhere in the middle.
I do not know. We have established, when we do live shows and someone throws out, fucking Ohio.
Yeah.
No idea.
I'm guessing.
I flew here from, don't know where that is.
Yes. They're from Omaha, Nebraska with his childhood friend, Jack Edward Johnson, who was born on 24th of March, 1996 in Omaha and is the son of John Johnson and his wife, Jennifer. A bunch of J's. It's a Kardashian sort of situation.
It is. Yeah. And they're related to Joe Jonas.
Yes. Jack, his brother Jack Off. No, his brother Jerk. His brother Jerf.
His brother. His brother Jerk It.
Yes. His brother
Jerk It Johnson. Yeah, Jerk.
And his littler brother Jizz Johnson, who is also a musician. Jack Galinsky and Jack Johnson met on the first day of kindergarten. That's actually kind of sweet.
It is. They're besties. Yeah. It's like a Rhett and Link situation.
Yeah. They were wearing the same shirt and had the same name. Yeah, they spent their childhoods together and became inseparable friends, which developed into a collaboration. They started making short comedy videos and posting them on YouTube. Their YouTube, Mother Falcon Quagmire.
Why am I, like, gonna cry?
I think it's kind of sweet that they've been together that long.
I loved Jack and Jack, dude! I loved Jack and Jack! Mm-hmm. Damn.
I did actually kind of think they were funny a little bit on
Vine. They had some...
Yeah.
I can't even say it with a straight face. They had some bangers.
They did. They became quite popular on their YouTube, and they expanded to Vine. Oh, so they were originally YouTubers. Mm. I didn't know that. Gradually, they became more popular, and from 2014, became focused entirely on music.
Mm-hmm.
They released two EPs, Calabrasca.
So true.
Again, and Gone, and their debut studio album, A Good Friend Is Nice.
Oh, Jesus. January 2019?
Oh, wow.
That's so recent.
That's like... A good friend is nice. Does that not bother anyone else?
A good friend is nice. That's like this weird toxic positivity thing.
And it's just like, I feel like you could have edited that a little bit.
Yeah.
So Jack G, is this your boyfriend?
Yeah, that's Jack Galinsky. Well, actually, and we do need to address this.
Okay.
Jack Galinsky and Madison Beer dated for a really long time.
What the fuck?
Madison Beer, please, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. They dated for a really long time. Jack is so like emotionally abusive. Like leaked audios, leaked videos of him just like being a fucking abusive dickhead to her. And it was like this weird turning point where it was like, ew, you're just like, because we like to project our fantasies on these people because they're not real, but like they are real. Yeah. And it's upsetting when they fit into that fuckboy dynamic because that's what they are.
Yeah.
And oh my God, if y'all remember that, it was on Twitter, all these audios leaked, and it was Jack Galinsky was trending for like 3 days straight. It was wild. And Jack Johnson was like silent, and it was just, oh, what a day. What a day to be on Twitter. But yeah, that's, it's kind of like, that's the story with all of these guys. It's like they present as this, I'll touch your butt and buy you pizza.
Yeah.
You know, like every teenage girl's fantasy of, I want to date a rich, famous, da-da-da.
Yeah.
And they suck. Because they have everything they could ever want. You know, no one's ever told them no, sort of thing. So they're just shitheads. But that, I do need to point that out.
Okay. There's also Jack Johnson. His net worth has also benefited from his collaboration with Galinsky and his own projects. So have you ever wondered how, this is a question I'm not asking, have you ever wondered how rich Jack Johnson is as of early 2019?
Yes.
Me waking up in the middle of the night. Oh my God. How rich was Jack Johnson in 2019?
Early 2019.
Early, you appear in my doorway. Yeah. Early 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to authoritative sources, it has been estimated that Galinsky's net worth is as high as $1.5 million.
I'm crying that they like they think this sounds so smart.
Authoritative sources.
They think that that's like, according to fucking
the authorities.
This is literally, they asked the police.
The cops have his like net worth.
Couple million, probably.
And there's also, I think this one is the one that people, he's a weirdo. Carter Reynolds?
Oh, shit. Stanley linked a video that he said jump scare, and it was something with regards to Jack and Jack, and the video's been taken down. I wonder what it was.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, Carter Reynolds, yeah, he's problematic. I mean, they're all problematic. Taylor Kniff is the super problematic one.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Carter Reynolds?
Yeah, Carter Reynolds, the next member of the MagCon bus. Oh my God, I also have to point out, I was at, who was I standing next to? I was at Stagecoach in April, and I was standing, oh my God, we were watching Carrie Underwood, me and Taylor, and I looked to my right, and it's fucking Hayes Greer. I saw him there, and I said, oh my God, I used to love your brother on Vine. He's got some beautiful eyes, boy. You got them too. And you got a pretty mouth. Enjoy Carrie. That was how it went.
Yes.
But yeah, wild. These people are still like alive.
Yes, they're still alive.
They didn't like disappear.
Wait, no, that's the phenomenon that I was talking about. Like when I don't see someone for like a couple years, I just assume they died.
Object permanence, but with Hayes Greer.
Yeah, only Hayes Greer. God. He's still alive.
Anyway, Carter Reynolds was born on the 24th of March, 1996 in North Carolina, the son of his parents. He's got a sister.
Wait, we got birthday twins, Carter Reynolds and fucking Jack Johnson. We're born on the same day.
Oh, let's go. Let's absolutely go. That's a W for MadCon Girls, WWW.
I wonder if they kissed because of that.
He had 4.5 million followers on Vine. He's at over 3.3 million followers on Instagram, 2 million on Twitter. This article says, impressive, right?
Oh my God.
He is also popular on YouTube, on which he has more than 780,000 subscribers. Carter's popularity has steadily increased his wealth.
Who wrote this?
In addition to his videos, he would also advertise brands such as Coca-Cola, Audible, and others.
Two
brands. Yeah. Which also contributed to his bank account.
What the fuck?
Why would they run like this? So, have you ever wondered how rich Carter Reynolds is?
As of early
2019?
Yeah.
According to authoritative sources, once again. I wish there was like a sources cited at the end. And it's just
Carter
like,
Reynolds, yeah.
The authoritative sources just. When it comes to his, oh wait, what's his net worth?
$500,000.
Not a lot.
I mean, if for a kid who's like 21 at the time, that's pretty decent.
I mean, yeah, but when you got Cameron Dallas at a whopping $5 million.
I know. I wonder if that's a point of insecurity for him.
Dang.
Hmm.
He's got a girlfriend, and they've been together since 2016. You want to take away Taylor Kniff?
Yeah, apparently he's a shithead. Born Taylor Michael Kniff on the 3rd of February 1996 in Princeton, Indiana. He is the son of Kevin Kniff and three siblings, Jordan, Tristan, and Kelly. He started his internet career in 2012 by uploading comedy videos on YouTube and moved to Vine. As his popularity grew, he became a part of MagCon, which helped him improve his career. And although the MagCon group ceased to exist officially in 2014, Taylor continued his collabs with other members, especially Cameron Dallas, and featured
featured
in the reality series Chasing Cameron.
Yes, an American classic immediately.
Mm. Taylor has also launched a music career as he formed a hip hop duo. Oh my god, hip hop duo with Dylan Rupp.
Dylan Rupp is DJ Rupp, dude.
Named Two Virgins.
Period.
Actually, that's a little bit of self awareness.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. So
that's like a TMG type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like they're making fun of themselves and people eat that shit up.
Yeah, and it fits 2014 and they're like ahead of their time with that. Yeah, I guess.
Trailblazer.
Mm-hmm. With the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers.
so far, they have released two songs, Buck Wild and Like Who.
We gon' party, Buck Wild.
It's not ringing any bells.
No! You bitches know that song.
Mm-hmm. Taylor has become a rather successful internet personality with millions of followers across social media platforms, which has contributed to his wealth. So have you ever wondered how rich Taylor Kniff is?
I have, personally.
Yeah. Early 2019. According to authoritative sources, again, it has been estimated that Kniff's net worth is as high as $2.1 million. Yeah, and then when it comes to his love life, he's been in a relationship with Ava Ortega. And then there's Aaron Carpenter, not to be confused with...
Sorry. Aaron Carpenter, not to be confused with the Aaron other Aaron Carpenter.
With Karen Carpenter.
Karen,
the
yes.
Carpenters. Oh.
You don't know this song? Shawty Bug Wild, take a shot, pour a lot.
No.
You were on Fine, Sarah.
Not that side.
You're failing me, dude. We were on different sides.
Yeah.
I will agree. Damn, that was a throwback for anybody who needed it today. On your morning commute.
Yes.
On your afternoon drive home. Just listening. Can I talk?
We just activated your CPTSD.
Dude, I miss. If you could go back to any year, where would you go?
Fuck, any year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, like to fix something or to like relive it?
To relive it.
Oh, no. Everything's so bad.
Oh. Oh, God. It's flooding back.
I had therapy this morning. That's the worst question that, oh, my God. Fucking.
When were you happiest?
Oh, no. It's all so subjective. I want to say 2019.
Fair.
Yeah.
That was a miserable year for me.
Really?
Until the very end. Yeah.
That's why I want to go back.
Yeah.
No.
You want to see me suffer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, no, which year would you go back to?
2013 to 2014.
Really?
Easily. Especially because we're in this like indie revival right now.
Yeah.
Like we are absolutely, like the 1975 Arctic Monkeys are back. Like the aesthetics coming back. It's just so, I'm here for it because I wanted to live that truthfully in high school, but I had a strict military dad. I couldn't wear fishnets and smudged eyeliner to school. I'd get my ass beat.
Yeah.
So now I can.
You said that there's an indie revival. Kendall Jenner recently wore like a flower dress.
I saw that.
Black tights.
They roasted her, but also like, y'all want to be her so bad.
Something's about to happen.
Yes.
There's something in the water.
There's a shift.
I know.
Something shifted.
But I totally get that. I mean, I was thinking about that. I feel like 2011 would have been nice.
2011's too.
It's my junior year of high school.
Oh, I was a small infant in the womb.
I know. You were born post 9/11.
I was.
Yeah.
I what? No, I wasn't. Talking about it for a
1997.
Second. Year. Well, I don't remember it.
Yes.
Damn.
There's also Aaron Carpenter. He was born October 5th, 1998. So he's exactly four years younger than me.
You're a
Libra.
Libra.
Yes.
I knew it.
In Shreveport, Louisiana.
That is the third mention of Louisiana on this episode. And that's an omen that I'm going to die in Louisiana.
You and Aaron Carpenter are going to die together. Hand in hand. On the same Gator tour.
On Swamp Tour.
Yes. The son of Brandi Carpenter and Becky Anderson.
Brandi is such a cute name.
Brandi, yeah.
I think that's his dad, though.
Brandy for a man?
Brandy Carpenter. I like that. And Becky Anderson. Becky's the mom.
Maybe they're lesbians. I don't know about that. He has an older sister and a brother named Dustin. Like other MagCon members, Aaron began uploading videos to Vine, quickly attracted a lot of followers. In order to get his career on the next level, he started collabing with other Vine stars, and that brought him into MagCon.
You know what I love about all of these bios? Is that they're all so different and unique.
Yeah. It's almost like you just switched out parent names, date of birth, follower count.
I love how they each have a clear and definable shtick.
You know that there's going to be a question at the end that asks, do you ever wonder how much they made in early 2019?
And I do.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that they predict that about us each time.
I know. Like, actually, none of these bios are telling me anything.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Come on, authoritative sources. What are they doing?
What is Aaron Carpenter's inspiration for his content?
Oh, sorry, I just skipped ahead to Matthew Espinoza. I forgot he's from where I went to. He went to high school where I went to high school.
Yeah, he's a Southern boy.
No, Woodbridge, Virginia. Well, that is the South. That is Nova. He's a Nova kid. Any Nova kids here?
You know, I used to live in Smithfield, Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
Was your dad stationed there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
The whatever that is. I went to school around like Chesapeake Bay and Norfolk in like 4th and 5th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I went to college in Norfolk.
I was a 5th grader. And you were 24?
I wasn't in college when you were a 5th grader.
You never know. Yes. You'll never know.
He shared his child, Matthew Espinoza. His parents' name, Dylan and Ryan, are his brother's sister, Kristen. He was a family member, made jokes. They started growing up, made comedy.
Let's skip to the real important stuff. What do the authoritative sources say?
The authoritative sources suggest, you know, he's followed by more than 3.8 million people. Actually, this one doesn't say his income. Oh,
it does.
The authoritative sources, it's $2.5 million, which is rather decent, don't you think? What the fuck?
No way they wrote.
Matthew's popularity has steadily increased his wealth over the years, and now in 2019, according to authoritative sources, his wealth is estimated at $2.5 million, which is rather decent, don't you think? Matthew's, like, really questioning his worth right now.
Read the next part.
Undoubtedly, his wealth will increase further, assuming that he successfully continues his career.
Undoubtedly, his success will increase further.
This is fan fiction, but, like, a finance bro wrote it.
Yeah.
In regards to his love life, Matthew is in a relationship with Jessica Serafity. Serafity, the couple was together since 2016.
Damn, dude. All right, we're going to do an in memoriam section.
Yes.
Because Stanley would put like a remembering MagCon thing. We have to do a where are they now?
Mm-hmm. Tragically, they were all in a plane that crashed into a mountain.
Oh, come on.
Okay, no.
Not true.
No, they were hit by a bus.
I want you guys to close your eyes. If you're driving right now, close your eyes.
Yes.
And imagine.
And if you can't close your eyes, turn around.
Yes. If you can't close your eyes, just
look in the rear view.
Fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine it's the end of a biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Which, do you say that biopic?
Biopic.
I say biopic, but yeah. I've heard biopic.
Biopic.
First of all, that's when they go in and take a skin graft.
Yes.
That's a biopic. A biopic posse.
It's a picture of your biological father. All right, close your eyes
and imagine we're at the end of the MagCon biopic. It's black and white. They're all have their hands in the middle and they're 1, 2, 3 fucking misogyny or whatever they would say.
Yes.
Arms go in the air. It's slow motion, freeze frame. We have each of the boys come up smiling and it says their birthday and the day that it is today, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
And it says Shawn Mendes. Of all members, Shawn Mendes has become a household name. He's got music out. Songs like Senorita, Stitches, and Mercy, instant radio hits. He even got to open up for Taylor Swift. If that's not enough, he's been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. This is actually really impressive.
Yeah, actually.
He's been in a relationship with longtime friend Camila Cabello. He confirmed the relationship in 2020 and then they broke up. Great bio,
yeah.
Right? Next, we go to the next one. Keep your eyes closed if you're driving. Jack and Jack. Similar to Sean, former MagCon members, they had a few singles, Wildlife and Like That, which hold over 80 million views.
Oh my God.
Since then, the two have released 2 EPs. They're going their separate ways now. And they went on the Jack, or what?
Huh?
Sorry. Pause. Was that good?
There's a pause. You're driving. There's a pause in the immersive experience. What? Who's there?
A pause in the guided meditation because I'm paranoid. Yes. Is that a knock on the door?
I love the idea of like a YouTube guided meditation, but it's just, can't! Shut up!
Hey! No!
All right, now squeeze your toes and your calves.
Now get back to releasing your body.
Mm-hmm.
They went on the Zach Sang show, and Jack Galinsky said, "We did what we came to do, what we need to do, and we're not done." He said when talking about the future of Jack and Jack, "If you want to get your Jack and Jack fix in, the two plus friends have a podcast, Parental Advisory Show, you can listen to." That sounds hauntingly similar to our podcast.
Parental Advisory Show.
Violating community guidelines. Mm-hmm. Parental advisory.
Yeah.
You bitches want to be us so bad. It's like embarrassing yes. at this point. Give it up. Nash Greer. Since then, he released Cash Dash, an iPhone game with MagCon alum Cameron Dallas and Hayes Greer. They also had a clothing brand. So they had something released through Aeropostale. Nash started acting. They had a baby boy named Malachi. Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's making YouTube videos, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Good for him. They reside in California where they raise their son and often go on hikes together. We should try to find them.
They are actually... stalk them.
Yeah.
They are actually kind of like a very cute couple, honestly.
Cameron Dallas.
He's... Nash and Cameron shared a lot in their earlier days. Together, they released an app and a clothing brand with Aeropostale. Nash, however, is completely done with MagCon, and Cameron still believed there was hope to continue its legacy, aside from working...
The legacy of what?
MagCon.
You know what its legacy is? The Hype House. The Sway House.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, MagCon ran... Wait. MagCon walked. MagCon humped the floor.
Yeah.
So the Hype House could hump minors. Yeah.
MagCon on the floor so Logan Paul could drive cars into his pool.
Logan Paul could interview Liam Payne.
Yeah.
It's all, you know.
It's connected.
Yeah, the history of the human life, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all the same. Cameron Dallas had a single called She Bad in 2015. In 2020, he released an album, Dear Scarlet, and appeared as Aaron Samuels in the Mean Girl musical on Broadway?
Oh, shit.
Cameron Dallas is on Broadway?
Hmm.
Cameron Dallas Broadway. Making his Broadway debut in a limited run in the New York production of Mean Girls beginning January 14th. Good for him, I think.
Once again, he's pretending to be a high schooler.
Yeah. Matthew Espinosa's acting career was in a movie called Be Somebody. Flop. Aaron Carter. Aaron Carpenter. He launched a music career, signed with Capitol Records in 2019. He's dating Selena Gomez's best friend, Connor Franklin. Is he gay? Is he gay? Google it.
Penis in mouth.
Connar. Connar.
Aaron Carpenter, gay or straight? Oh, someone took a quiz. He's 64% gay.
BuzzFeed quiz.
What does that mean?
Moving on, Mahogany Locks. She's makes music. In 2020, oh, did you know this? Her song on TikTok was "I Can Take You Man If I Want To."
Oh shit!
That's Mahogany Locks, dude.
Oh my god!
She still makes music like that. She is so smart.
Yeah.
She posts with her boyfriend Carlos Esparza. Taylor Kniff toured with MagCon until 2017.
Oh my god!
The last known post of the original MagCon members was in 2020. That is way too fucking late to be carrying on MagCon.
Yeah, let it go.
That was like, MagCon peaked in 2014. 2020, you're still doing it 6 years later, dude. And you're finding time to be transphobic in between all that.
Dude, I mean, but
busy
also
schedule.
The audience members are, How are they still there?
That's a great question.
They graduated middle school.
I grew up with you.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's I keep lifting my arms and you can see my sweat. But like I know you guys were super excited to learn about all eight of these boys.
Yeah, and I'm really excited that we could share this with you.
Mm-hmm. And the authoritative sources.
And the authoritative sources aforementioned herein.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I really want to show you guys a MagCon Vine compilation. And this is what we were talking about earlier. It's Shawn Mendes singing. Like, sing, bitch. Like, hold on. Period.
Yeah.
Like, that is how you do it. Mm-hmm. You had to find, oh my God, on Vine, I remember this. They picked, like, the best little clip of the song, or, like, one that it was a challenge to do, like, a riff or a run to do. Yeah. It was a challenge. That is, I remember seeing content like that.
Yeah.
He was probably one of the first to really find success from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You want to get in the, no? All right, yo, she's going to call the cops. Okay, Miley, how do you feel when you're touching metal?
Holy shit.
I love that. Your ball. Best impression of a kid who got separated from his group of friends and his cell phone battery just died. Go.
Bad. Ew. Ew. I have to turn it off actually right now. And I would like to apologize for anyone that I've ever said I like Jack Linsky, because that just gave me the ick and we have to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have this video taken down. Okay. Off of the internet.
Yeah, someone copyright claim us.
Holy shit. This is the thing though, is like when I was watching these at the time, I was like, there's no boys like this at my school.
And for good reason.
But there were, because what's special about them? There is nothing special about what they were doing online. It's just the fact that they were one of the first to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
To realize, like, holy shit, we can manipulate an entire generation of young girls online mm-hmm. into, like, simping after us, basically.
Yeah.
And monetize it.
Yeah.
They were just the first to do it. Going on tour so people could take a picture with you kissing your cheek?
Yeah.
Or like, Jack, hold me. Like, holding them bridal style? That was it. People paid money for that.
Their legs are buckling.
Literally. Yeah. And I was one of them. I really was. I did a video on my YouTube going through my Wattpad. Had some Jack Glinsky fanfic in there.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, insane.
Yeah.
So I don't miss this time. We're 30 seconds in and I can't. This is a 20-minute video. I can't do it.
But a 20-minute video of 6-second vines.
Yeah, that's so many vines.
That's almost 40.
That's like at least 40.
Yes. All right, well, I think...
Yeah. Ew, that scared me. That's great.
Bye-bye. Or not.
Wait, we didn't touch on this. Nash Greer, one of his big things was his younger sister.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Is she in this?
Or not.
Ew, Sarah, I can't.
Smile because you're beautiful just the way you are, and you're not worthless. Whatever you're going through, you just need.
Play the other one again! Oh my God! Sing! This dude was so fucking annoying!
Uh-huh.
That's Carter Reynolds.
Yeah. He was he sexually assaulted someone.
Oh, I'm sure they all did. Don't dick with Sean. I cannot believe Shawn Mendes was in this group.
All right. I think that we're good, though.
Last
one to page 243. Just so not funny. Mm-hmm. Your face right now sums up.
All right, guys. Well, that has been MagCon.
I have to do a YouTube video reacting to this whole video.
Okay.
So look out for that, you guys. I'm going to do that. Holy shit.
I'm got to go pee and I'm sweating through my shirt. But I think what we can learn from this is while they're not good, Shawn Mendes is great. I think that they were the first and they definitely like influenced the hype house and touring for people who are less talented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The ability to monetize young attention from young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So you got to give them that.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, this has been an episode of Violating Community Guidelines. Make sure to like, subscribe on our YouTube channel. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, any place you get your podcasts. Yes.
Rate us 5 stars. Leave a comment saying how much you love us. Please. Tell us that we're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Would you like to go on a date? Would you like to buy me dinner?
Okay.
Because I buy people dinner all the time.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're good.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.